fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
This Saturday is World Hepatitis Day, which aims to raise awareness and reduce the incidences of hepatitis throughout the world. Hepatitis is the inflammation of the liver, which can lead to a variety of health complications. And there are a number of ways to reduce the risk of exposure to hepatitis. And in recent years, new treatments have come along and have made chronic hepatitis a manageable and even in some cases curable condition. Joining to talk to us today on Fitter Happier, we've got Executive Director of Hepatitis WA, Frank Farmer. Frank, welcome to Fitter Happier.
Thanks for having me along. Great to be here.
So let's get started by just talking about hepatitis, and there's three different kinds of it.
That's correct. We talk about hepatitis A, B and C. And as you said, hepatitis means inflammation of the liver. So they all impact on the liver. Hepatitis A, the body actually has, whilst hepatitis A makes somebody very sick, the body actually has the capacity to eliminate it from their system. So while it's best to avoid it, we're more concerned about hepatitis B and hepatitis C, which are also transmitted in different ways and have different impacts on the body. But the good news is that there is a vaccine for hepatitis C, for hepatitis B, as there is for hepatitis A, and there's a cure for hepatitis C.
Okay, so there's, we can distinguish between them, that they're all different and measurable in different ways. But what causes hepatitis?
We'll talk about hepatitis C in the first instance.
Sure, so hepatitis C is the most common seen.
Yes, and hepatitis C is transmitted from blood to blood. So what has to happen is that infected blood from one person needs to get to another blood, into the blood of another person. So that can obviously happen in a number of ways. But the most common way that it's transmitted in an Australian context is from the sharing of injecting drug using equipment. So it's very important that people who are injecting drugs know that it's not a good idea to share their equipment and, you know, engage in safe behaviours around that.
Okay, so, I guess that's something that is super, hopefully not relevant in too many people's lives, but it is something that lots of people have to look out for.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, injecting drug use is a fact of life, so that we're very concerned that we engage with people who are injecting drugs, make sure they have access to safe injecting equipment, sterile equipment, and they don't share. But the good news about hepatitis C is that there are new treatments available. There has been a cure for hepatitis C for some time, but the treatments were it was a very difficult treatment regime. It was quite debilitating, but the new treatments are a revolution, really. So they're tablet-based, so you can take a tablet a day for up to 3 months. There are very few side effects. They're available on the PBS, which is a great plus, so they're very accessible financially. And they enjoy more than 95% success rate.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. I mean, for somebody like me that's worked in the sector for many, many years, to now know that you've got a cure, and a cure can be offered to people who've lived with hepatitis C for however long, is a great place to be.
How do we know if we have it? Like, what are the symptoms?
The reality is that when people come in contact with hepatitis C, they may not experience any significant symptoms at all. So that, makes it a very difficult disease to pinpoint, a point of infection. When people people can live with it for long periods of time and have no symptoms. The reality is that, if we talked about 100 people coming in contact with hepatitis C, 20 of them, their bodies can actually eliminate it. So that's a good news, that the body does have the capacity, but not everybody can eliminate it. For those people who go on to have chronic hepatitis C and live with it for long periods of time, it may start to impact on their liver, and they would, feel fatigued, feel nauseous, for unexplained reasons. And if that happens to people, then they need to go and get a test. And for a very small percentage of people, it can be life-threatening. It can cause cancer of the liver or cirrhosis of the liver, which can be life-threatening. But the majority of people, they don't have significant symptoms and can live with it for long periods of time without knowing that they're actually doing so.
So what is the test? Is it just like a simple blood test, or if we think that we may have come into contact with it or want to get, checked out?
Yes, it is a blood test. You need to go along to your GP and just request a blood test for hepatitis C. What they'll do is they'll take the bloods and send it away, and initially they will attest for the antibody of hepatitis C. When our bodies come in contact with a foreign object, we produce an antibody as a response to that, so that if a person's got the antibody to hepatitis C, it's an indicator that they've come in contact with it. But they may be one of the 20% of people who can actually get rid of the virus, although they retain the antibody. So if somebody has the antibody, then they would do a second test to determine if the virus is actually present in their blood.
Okay, so we know hepatitis C is curable. Hepatitis A and B, we can get vaccinations for that. But let's just briefly talk about the symptoms of Hep A and Hep B.
Well, hepatitis A makes people very sick. It's usually transmitted from the oral fetal route, so from contaminated food via hand to somebody, from hand to contaminated food and passed on to somebody else. So good hygiene is really important in preventing the transmission of hepatitis A. Hepatitis B, like hepatitis C, can be transmitted blood to blood, but it can also be transmitted through sexual fluids like semen and vagina. So we don't talk about hepatitis C as a sexually transmitted infection, but hepatitis B is. So people, in relation to hepatitis B, people also need to not share injecting drug using equipment, and it was a good idea to practice safe sex with the use of condoms, for example.
And as far as the vaccinations go, are they vaccinations that, you know how we all get vaccinations when we're younger and get to certain ages, are they compulsory vaccinations, or are they ones that we can choose to get?
The hepatitis B vaccination, Australia has a universal vaccination program for Hep B, and theoretically every child should be vaccinated at birth. That's been going since the year 2000, so theoretically every person under the age of 18 has been vaccinated against hepatitis B. And, the longer that program runs, in another 10 years, that means everybody under the age of 28 will be vaccinated against Hep B, which is a good thing. Hepatitis A is a voluntary thing, so we usually advocate that if people are going overseas to countries where they may not have as good hygiene practices as we enjoy in Australia, that they get a hepatitis A and B shot if they haven't had a B shot before.
Okay, and so let's talk about how we can support friends and family who may have hepatitis.
There is a significant stigma around people living with a blood-borne virus, whether we're talking about viral hepatitis or HIV, for example, especially if they are tied back to sexual behaviour or injecting drug use. So people need to be concerned that if somebody is living with the virus for a long period of time, that they do need support, and not be judgmental about how people may or may not have come in contact with it. And, encourage people to, if they feel that they may have been put at risk, to get tested, to monitor their circumstances if they do prove to be positive to hepatitis B in particular, and if the people prove to be hepatitis C, to get the cure. This is the great news, the big news that we want to put out on World Hepatitis Day. As I mentioned earlier, hepatitis C has now got a very accessible cure. We really want to encourage people to think seriously about getting it for those people who know that they're living with hepatitis C. It's a unique opportunity. If everybody took the opportunity, we could actually eliminate hepatitis C in Australia, which would be an extraordinary thing to do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, when you put it that way, I didn't think about it that way before, but if it is curable, everyone gets involved, then we can eradicate.
Right. That's right. And once, you know, with the universal program for hepatitis B, the further and further we get into that program, there's a possibility of eliminating hepatitis B in the long term. But in the shorter term, the really great news is hepatitis C.
Well, you're on Fitter Happier right now. We're speaking to Frank Farmer from Hepatitis WA about the upcoming World Hepatitis Day, which is this Saturday. So, Frank, can you just let us know if there is anybody out there who may want to get a little bit more information, where they can head on out to?
Certainly. The best thing to do is probably get onto our website. We've got a lot of information on our website. The other thing that I will mention in relation to hepatitis C and the treatments is that Hepatitis WA has a specialist clinic for hepatitis treatment. It's called the Dean Clinic. So all the information about the Dean Clinic is on our website. So people can get the phone number from the website and call our clinic nurse and make an appointment to come in if they think that if they know they're living with hepatitis C or if they want to test for hepatitis C.
Well, thank you so much for being on Fitter Happier today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
This has been an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.